AI sounds useful, but can I trust it?
Open the door to Confident with AI.
A practical self-study course for blind and partially sighted people. Learn to get useful answers, check what AI tells you, understand images and documents, and create visual work of your own. Ask it, check it, make it yours. Confident with AI. No previous knowledge needed, and free tools are enough. Start now at charlie.info/training.
Okay, so what you're about to hear is me demonstrating some of the things that we've just talked about. I'm going to attach an image and have it described. I'll then have some, I'll describe some various videos. Some of the videos will be videos I've created from the images that we describe. So you can see how you can take a still image and turn it into an audio visual image. I'll just let you hear the trailer for Blind Ant, because you obviously have heard so much about Blind Ant this evening. We will attach the most horriblest PDF in the world, according to a friend of mine who's an accessibility expert, and we will ask ChatGPT to give us an overview of the PDF, and we'll then ask it to describe some of the graphs in there, and we'll talk about how we can make PDFs much more accessible with ChatGPT. We'll then look at how we can attach songs to Gemini. Gemini is the model we'll use for describing the videos, because that's the only model that works with video, or the only model I've got access to, I should say. We'll then create a short 30-second audio trailer for the Confident with AI self-study program, which is being created from the feedback and what we've delivered over these three sessions. And we will also, as part of that, we will create a logo for the course. So the course is on my website, charlie.info, charli.info. And the logo will be on there. That will be created from the table of contents. Okay, so I'm going to start off by demonstrating how we can use ChatGPT to access what was described by a friend of mine who is head of accessibility for a major digital accessibility remediation company as the single most horrible, inaccessible PDF document he's ever had the misfortune to access. I've attached it to my ChatGPT session, and I'm just going to prompt, give me an overview of what's in this document.
Five, chat with chat, give me an overview of what is in, please, this document. 5.6 sold like send prompt, but send chat with chat G. Thinking. Reading PDF skill instructions. Extracted and reviewed key sections from Morrison's PDF report. Worked for 24s. H. Add files and more. Chat G button collapsed. Worked for 20. This is Morrison's 47-page corporate responsibility report for 2019/20. In modern language, it is the supermarket's sustainability, workforce, and social impact report. It covers the 52 weeks ending February 2, 2020. So it describes Morrison's before the pandemic and long before its later takeover. The report has four main purposes. List bullet, explain Morrison's business and responsibility strategy. Bullet, identify the.
Okay, so that's told me about what's in the document. I'm told that there are a couple of very, very complicated tables and graphs in this document. So I'm now going to ask it to tell me about the graphs.
Tell me about the graphs. 5.6 send prompt, but send prompt. Thinking. Converting PDF pages to JPEG. Clarifying chart data in legends. There are surprisingly few conventional graphs in the report. Most figures are presented as large numbers, tables, and infographics. The main graphical elements are these. List 1. Customer priorities chart. Page 7 out of list. This is the clearest comparison graph. It places the 10 issues customers rank most highly in 2018/19 beside the results for 2019/20. What someone sees immediately. List bullet. The first three bars remain unchanged. Food safety. Plastic packaging and British farmers. Bullet. Packaging waste rises from 6th to 4th. Bullet. Food waste rises from 8th to 6th. Bullet. Animal welfare falls from 4th to 5th. Bullet. Selling British products falls from 5th to 8th. Bullet. Protecting habitats and addressing climate change appear in the top 10 for the first time. Bullet. Modern slavery and human trafficking rises into 10th place. Bullet. Trading fairly with suppliers, locally sourced products, and looking after employees disappear from the top 10. Out of list, the dominant visual message is stability at the top, accompanied by growing concern about environmental and supply chain issues. One limitation is that the chart doesn't show the underlying scores out of 100. The different bar lengths suggest quantitative differences, but readers are principally given.
Okay, so as you can hear, it's giving me an interpretation of what's visible in the graph. Because I happen to have looked at this document before, I know that the tables with the actual data are also in the PDF. So it is possible for me to ask it to give me an accessible version of the PDF with the tables that I could then navigate using ordinary NVDA table reading commands. I could also ask it to tell me what the graph says at a glance, and it would give me an even shorter summary. All of those answers would be generated from the PDF. They would be grounded, as people in who use AI say. So they should be accurate. Okay, so the next thing I've done is attached an image file to the chat window, and I'm now just going to prompt with describe.
Describe. ChatGPT said, a portrait format science fiction romance poster. Across the top, in enormous pale gold serif capitals, is the title, Guide M.E. Home. Below it stands a striking, glamorous woman beside a robotic guide dog. She has dramatically voluminous, deep red hair swept over her left shoulder, blue eyes, winged eyeliner, and dark red lipstick. She looks directly at the viewer with a cool, confident expression. She wears a fitted black leather jacket with metallic piping over a low-cut cream blouse. The robotic dog stands close against her right shoulder. It resembles a sleek, futuristic Doberman or Anubis figure, constructed from overlapping gunmetal armor plates. Its tall, pointed ears are alert, and its visible eye glows vivid electric blue. Blue illuminated details run through its neck, chest, and shoulder joints. Behind them is a dark, futuristic city skyline at dusk, hazy with smoky red-orange light. Warm light outlines the woman's hair, while cold blue reflections pick out the robot's metal body, strengthening the contrast between human warmth and machine technology. At the bottom, in smaller pale gold serif lettering, is the tagline, she needed direction. It gave her love. The overall effect is glossy, dramatic, and knowingly romantic, somewhere between a prestige science fiction series poster and the cover of a futuristic sapphic romance. The visual implication is that the robotic guide dog does considerably more than navigate; it becomes an emotionally intimate companion.
So, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play a very short video that I created with Google's Veo 3 video generation model. And here's the audio.
I'm just a girl, standing in front of a robot dog, asking it to guide me home.
So, discerning listeners will have spotted that that is, or sounds like, a version of the image that we just looked at. So, how would I get a video description? Okay, so I've now attached that very short video to a Google Gemini session. I can't use ChatGPT to describe a video to me because ChatGPT only works with images, PDFs, data files, etc. It doesn't work with audio or video files. So I've attached the video to a Gemini 3.6 Flash session, and I'm just going to type describe. Okay, let's see what we have.
This video is styled like a movie poster or book cover animation with static and subtle motion elements. List with four items: visuals, a smiling woman with flowing, vibrant red hair, and a black leather jacket stands beside a sleek, futuristic metallic robot dog with glowing blue eyes. They are set against a dark, snowy urban cityscape at night. Text overlay: the title Guide M.E. Home appears at the top, and a tagline at the bottom reads, she needed direction. It gave her love. Animation, midway through, a bright light flare shines behind the word home, illuminating the scene. Audio, a female voiceover parodies a famous movie quote, Notting Hill, reciting, I'm just a girl, standing in front of a robot dog, asking it to guide me home.
So that didn't really give as much idea of the action. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to attach a completely different video to the same model and again prompt it with the word describe.
So, tell me about your previous role.
It was mostly search and destroy.
Okay, a female voice some sort of explosion, and then something about search and destroy. That's all we hear. Let's go and look and see what the model tells us is happening.
Here's a summary of the video. A sleek, modern white female robot is conducting a job interview with a rusted, battle-worn Terminator-style robot inside a futuristic glass office dot. The interviewer asks, "So, tell me about your previous role, dot." Flashback, the video cuts to a battlefield scene, showing the battle robot firing a heavy energy weapon amidst explosions and destroyed city buildings, dot. Response, cutting back to the interview, the battle robot's eye zooms in as it responds in a deep, mechanical voice, "It was mostly search and destroy, dot."
So, turns out that's one robot interviewing another robot. That's a short video depiction of a story that I wrote called Exit Interview. Okay, so we've looked at an image, we've looked at a video. Let's do.
I've got a talking microwave from 1997. Big square button, slightly crackly voice. Next to an air fryer controlled from my phone. And honestly, I like them both. People keep saying the future is frictionless, but sometimes I just want the button that always works. Cozy except solidity, soft light in the singularity. I don't need to optimize my soul, just help me read the menu and get cozy except solidity.
Okay, so that was, or will be, a very brief musical interlude. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go and attach the whole song to the same Gemini model and get a brief description, stroke overview, stroke review of the song to spare all of you from having to listen to the whole 3 minutes. Okay, so I asked it to review this song as if you are the NME, a magazine which I have to confess I've never read in my life. Not because it's not accessible, I've just never been cool enough.
Single review, cozy accessibility, soft lights in the singularity. In an era where tech anthems tend to either swoon over hyper-optimized accelerationism or collapse into doom-laden dystopia, soft lights in the singularity drops like an unexpected, glorious antidote. Dot. It is a brilliant, synth-wrapped slice of indie pop that dares to ask a radical question: what if the future doesn't need to feel so cold? Built on a warm, pulsing bass line and sparkling synth pads, the track pairs a breezy, instantly infectious chorus with sharp, disarmingly relatable lyricism. Grounded in the mundane charm of keeping a 1997 microwave alongside modern tech, the track rejects the relentless pressure to optimize your soul.
Okay, I'm not getting FOMO about never having read The Enemy. Okay, so what I've done is I've gone to the Confident with AI course landing page, with the table of contents, I think there are 19 different modules, and I've basically just done a select all and copied it. What I'm going to do now is I'm just going to paste the entire page into a ChatGPT window with the prompt. Give me some ideas for a logo for this course.
Give me some ideas for a logo for the course.
Okay, let's see what it says.
The logo should communicate confidence and practical learning. My strongest ideas are list one dot. The confident prompt out of list a speech bubble containing a bold insertion point or cursor with a small tick beside it dot. Meaning, I can ask, I can judge the answer dot. It represents conversation without tying the course to typing, site or a particular AI service dot. The cursor could also resemble a person standing upright dot list two dot. The answer shape object out of list a solid, slightly irregular shape held within two simple brackets. This turns one of the course's best ideas into its identity dot. The brackets represent critical examination. The AI gives you an answer shaped object. The learner examines what it can bear dot. It is clever, distinctive and grounded in the actual teaching dot list three dot. The three-band compass out of list, a simple circular compass divided into green, amber, and red segments, with a dark pointer at its center dot, meaning, confidence comes from knowing what direction to take and how much checking a task requires. Dot. It connects directly to the course's wristband method. Dot. The colors must be supplemented by shapes or labels, so the meaning never depends upon color alone. Dot. List 4. Dot. The open doorway out of list, a strong, simple doorway with a speech bubble or small star beyond it. Dot. Meaning, AI is something the learner can enter and explore. Dot. It feels welcoming and beginner-friendly, particularly alongside your first 5 minutes with AI. Dot. It communicates access without using disability symbolism. Dot. List 5. Dot. The guide mark out of list 3, increasingly clear shapes forming a short route.
I like the doorway one, so I'm going to ask it to generate a high-quality example of the doorway logo.
Generate a high quality example of the doorway logo idea. Here's a polished example of the doorway concept.
Okay, so I've now created a high quality example of the doorway logo and I've saved it. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to use a different model to look at it. It's always a good idea not to get the model that created it to double check it. So let's go and see what Claude says. Okay, let's see what Claude says it looks like.
A square logo on a deep navy background, centered composition, artwork above and word mark below dot, the mark dot, a flat illustration doorway, standing open dot. The frame is medium teal with a dark navy outline. The door panel itself swings toward the viewer on the left, drawn at an angle so you see it edge on, also teal, with a small round gold doorknob dot. The opening is filled with pale cream, light coming through, and a four-pointed gold sparkle sits in the upper portion of that opening, slightly right of center dot. At the threshold, a wedge of stronger amber gold spills forward onto the floor, wider than the doorway, suggesting light pooling out toward the viewer dot. The word mark dot. Confident in large, heavy, geometric sans serif capitals, cream white, spanning nearly the full width dot. Beneath it, with AI and teal, much smaller, capitals, widely letters spaced so it runs roughly two-thirds the width of the word above dot. Palette dot. Four colors doing all the work. Navy ground, teal structure, cream light, gold accent dot. No gradients, no texture, no drop shadows, pure flat vector styling with consistent dark outlining dot.
Okay, so we didn't choose any of the colors, any of the imagery, any of the, we didn't use any of it. All of that was chosen by the model, which of course we can do, but if we wanted to, we could have said we a particular style we wanted or a particular color scheme. We could have given it a website and said, make it the same colors as this. We could have given it an image and said, include this person. So if we think back to the Guide Me Home video, so the person, the woman in the Guide Me Home image was an image that I use elsewhere in other image creations. So that same woman appears in lots of different images and videos with all of the different things that I create for Blind Ant. Interestingly, all the different AI models say it's the same woman, but their resolution is not really good enough to say it is exactly the same woman. It just seems to be the same woman to all of them. But the video and image generation models do allow you to give them a photograph and say, create an image with this person, or create an image, a video with this person and this dog. And the results are getting better virtually every week. I'm sure you all know this because of the panic in the press, because soon nobody will know what's real or not.
Desi.
Design.
Desi.
Oh.
A-A-E-D. Design. A.
30 second.
Audio.
Audio.
Niggle.
Niggle.
Niggle. Jingle. Two.
Two.
Advertise. This. Course. Use voices Muix and Muix Mzilix C Mzup Muse and Sap effects.
AI sounds useful, but can I trust it?
Open the door to confident with AI.
a practical self-study course for blind and partially sighted people. Learn to get useful answers, check what AI tells you, understand images and documents, and create visual work of your own. Ask it, check it, make it yours, confident with AI. No previous knowledge needed, and free tools are enough. Start now at charlie.info/training.
Okay, that sounded quite good, didn't it? So, we've all seen at the start of Apple TV and Netflix where it has the little thing where it goes, do-do-do-do-do-do, Netflix. Or whatever. So, I created one for Blind Ant. And here it is.
Blind Ant.
So the only thing we haven't done is the cartoon. Should we have a go with the cartoon? Okay, so what I've done next is I've attached a one-page graphic mini-comic to a ChatGPT prompt. And for now, I've just said describe.
A warm, wordless comic titled The Case of the Missing Spotlight, featuring two cats in a cozy living room. A large, fluffy black cat struts into the room like a star, only to discover that the floor lamp, the spotlight, has gone out. Alarmed, it searches behind the curtains and under the furniture, while a smaller black and white cat watches with quiet amusement. The black cat then spots a mysterious red dot on the carpet and dramatically pounces on it, but the real culprit is more mundane. The lamp's plug has come out of the wall. The black and white cat finds the loose cable, plugs it back in, and the lamp immediately glows again. After sniffing the plug and confirming the mystery is solved, the smaller cat affectionately rubs against the fluffy detective dot. The final large panel shows both cats posing contentedly beneath the restored golden spotlight, the black cat sitting grandly upright and the black and white cat reclining beside it, under a banner reading curtain call. The visual style is softly painted and theatrical, with warm amber lighting, expressive cats and gentle visual comedy. One oddity, the printed page labels jump from pages 1, 2 and 3 to page 5 and two panels labeled page 6. There is no page 4. Response actions grouping button copy.
So as you can hear there, this image isn't perfect because I created it with an earlier version of the image generation model. But there are 6 panels incorrectly labeled, but we know there are 6 of them because there are 2 page 6s and no page 4. But the description described the story from start to finish. What I could do now is go in and say, describe panel by panel. I'll give you a very small example of that.
A warm, word clickable chat. Describe panel by panel.
Let's see what it says.
The comic is wordless apart from its title and ending banner. Reading each labeled page from left to right, top to bottom, page 1 list 1. Opening scene, in a warmly furnished living room, a large, fluffy black cat walks proudly across a rug. Curtains frame an armchair at the back, giving the room the appearance of a little stage. 2. Close up, the black cat stares forward with narrowed yellow eyes and a stern, self-important expression. 3. The observer, a smaller black and white cat lounges elegantly across the armchair, one foreleg stretched along the back, watching the black cat with a pleased smile. Out of list page to list 1. The spotlight, a tall floor lamp glows beside the armchair, casting warm light across the...
So there it was described panel by panel. So originally when I just said describe, it told us the story. I've tried this with various graphic novels, and it does seem to be perfectly possible to read a complete comic. So my favourite podcast, The Amelia Project, produced a 12-page graphic comic, and I was able to read every single page. I got it to scan all the pages in, and then I got ChatGPT to tell me as a story, and it was very successful.
CJ, thanks so much for running through these demonstrations of using AI to interpret and create visual content for us, and for helping to create the series on being confident with AI. And I look forward to organising some follow-up sessions with you over the next few months. Thank you.